Hello, good evening, and welcome to another episode of the Evening Almanac with comedian Jamie Jackson. How are you doing? I don't know if you can hear that noise in the background. Can you hear it? I don't know if my iPhone speakers are able to pick it up, but it's the it's that insect that makes all the racket whenever you go anywhere hot. You know, basically, the rest of the world just has that insect going all night. I don't know what it is, what makes that noise, but wherever you go, somewhere hot, it's that insect just banging on. And it's like the kind of ambient hum of anywhere remotely hot or tropical. So I am in Guatemala. Is that remote and tropical enough for you? So the next few days of this podcast is just going to be a travel diary. Because, hey, why not? Why not? I was thinking I won't do any podcasts whilst I'm out here. And then I thought, no, it's my podcast. I'm going to document what's going on. So I've been up. Over 24 hours now, because when you travel, you're not traveling east, you're traveling west, you're going back on yourself. You basically kind of almost like the sun's in a similar position all the time. You're like extending your day massively. And so we've arrived here after two flights and an hour drive, and we're in an Airbnb, which makes it sound like it's a small pokey place. It's not. It's big and sprawling, and there's like this, we're basically on top of a massive hill looking down on Antigua in Guatemala, and then the views are incredible. But I have already rescued a giant beetle from the pool, so whilst I'm a hero, I was like, I'm gonna rescue this and then it's gonna fly into my face. Because insects in these countries, they don't fuck about. And so I don't really want to think about it too much. But it's lovely views, and I don't know what the views are going to be like in the morning, but at night, it's beautiful. But you never know with foreign countries. Like, if you're in a dodgy area, if you're in a good area, your radar's off. Because everybody, like, all of the normal social cues you would take from an area being deprived or an area being dodgy in Britain, have gone. And so then it's like you just, have to hope that that it's everything's going to be all right. Tomorrow morning I've got to get up and go to a suit fitting, so I'm going straight back into Guatemala City after coming from Guatemala City, and because I'm one of the ushers, of course, one of the select few. It's one of my very best uni mates who is getting married, and anyway, I've got to be at his at 8 a.m, so no rest at all. But my body will be fine with that, because my body will be like, hey, it's 3 p.m, get up anyway, dickhead. So yes, holidays, traveling. We arrived and then realized we didn't have any water, and then so the host went out and bought some water for us, which I think was great, because like this, that's the other thing about foreign countries. You're like, can I drink the water here, or is am I gonna shit my pants when I am brushing my teeth with tap water? Do you remember when people couldn't drink Spanish water, and now everyone drinks Spanish water and it's fine? Why did that change happen? What I mean, has Spain cleaned up its act, or did we just get more resilient, or was it all just xenophobic nonsense that you couldn't drink the tap? I mean, you probably can drink the tap water in Guatemala. Who knows? People say, oh, it's the mineral content, you can't do it, it's different. But is it? I don't know. Anyway, so I think it's probably just going to be bottled water from here on in for a week. I say a week, we're only here for 5 days. Tomorrow, suit fitting, then a cocktail party. Then we have a free day. And then we have, I think, the wedding on Friday. And then there is a post-wedding lunch on Saturday, and then Sunday, free day, and then Monday home. And then you get home on Tuesday, because you lose a load of your day. Is this interesting? This isn't interesting, is it? This isn't, no. And so the only other thing I'll say is I am looking, comedy-wise, I bought Adam Bloom's book along with me, and I read a lot of it on the plane, and it's brilliant. That book is superb, actually. And sorry, I just thought I saw something there and got distracted. And in May, Des, who runs Just Another Comedy Club, he has actually got a workshop going with Adam Bloom. And so he sent me the details of that. So I'm like, yes, please, I'd like to go along to that. Because that's good. I think that's good. I don't think I need to go on a Logan Murray 12-week style course anymore. I've been doing comedy for 5 years. I need someone to help me sharpen my tools, so to speak. So, yes, and I want to... These are my plans, to write some comedy whilst I'm here. But that never happens. The only time I'm able to write comedy is when I have a very stressful full-time corporate career, because then writing comedy feels like escapism. It doesn't feel like work. It feels like me pushing back against the man. Whereas when you're on holiday and you're writing comedy, it'll probably just feel like work, won't it? Anyway, a very boring episode, but I have been up for over 24 hours. So you stay up for over a day and try and do a podcast, eh? See you on the next one.